Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia, published by Del Rey Books in 2020. Today's book is all about spooky houses, power, and ghosts. Naomi is a young socialite in 1950s Mexico City, headstrong and fiercely intelligent, but more accustomed to flirting, parties and cocktail dresses. She's sent to the country to visit her sick cousin Catalina. Catalina, a newlywed, has sent a disturbing letter to Naomi's father, claiming her husband is poisoning her and the house is filled with ghosts. Armed with her anthropology texts, Naomi heads to find out what is going on. She arrives at the abandoned silver mine and the remote crumbling manor house of the Doyle family, a house named High Place. High Place is cold and uninviting, filled with strange rules and shabby furniture, and the family do their best to stop Naomi from speaking with her cousin. Catalina's new husband is both menacing and sexy. The patriarch holds the family under an iron rule, and the house itself is filled with the tales of the tragedies of the Doyle family. Naomi's only ally is the youngest son, but while he's sympathetic to her, he's too weak to fight back against the rest of the family. Then Naomi begins to sleepwalk and suffers from wildly vivid and grotesque dreams. What are the secrets behind the walls of High Place? Is it really haunted? And what is keeping Catalina here? Mexican Gothic is a high Gothic novel with all the usual trappings: a spooky house, strange supernatural happenings, and family secrets. High Place is set on a hill, often surrounded by mist, with its own family cemetery. The family has fallen on bad times, and the house is riddled with mould. But despite their poverty, the English-born and speaking Doyle family still assert their superiority and look down on the dark-skinned Naomi and her cousin. The patriarch often tries to have strange conversations with Naomi about eugenics. Unfortunately, cut off from the rest of the world, Naomi finds herself powerless against the family. Naomi herself is strong-willed and rebellious, and very conscious of her own allure and impact on men. But she's placed herself in a corner. She made a bargain with her father. If she brings her cousin back, he'll allow her to continue with her postgraduate studies, the one thing she loves more than her parties. So no matter how much she wants to leave, she won't go without Catalina, who doesn't seem to recall writing the letter which brought Naomi there in the first place. As the book progresses, the house and the family begin to affect Naomi more and more. Her dreams are wild and grotesque, sexual and frightening, and she begins to see the ghosts of the dead family members as the walls of the house seem to vibrate and wriggle before her eyes. Mexican Gothic is enchanting and dramatic and earthy. The descriptions are lush and icky in exactly the way a Gothic novel should be. So if you like all things Gothic, headstrong heroine, mushrooms, bizarre dreams and very odd families, I recommend Mexican Gothic. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.